Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Camtek third quarter 2013 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded November 7th, 2013. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kenny Green of CCG Investor Relations. Mr. Green, please go ahead.
Thank you, and good day to all of you. I would like to welcome all of you to Camtek's third quarter 2013 results conference call, and I would also like to thank Camtek's management for hosting this call. With us on the line today are Mr. Roy Porat, Camtek's CEO, and Mr. Moshe Eisenberg, Camtek's CFO. Roy will start the call by discussing recent developments within the company and in the market and will also discuss the outlook. Moshe will give the overview of Camtek's performance in the third quarter and summarize the financial results. Before we begin, may I remind our listeners that certain information provided on this call are internal company estimates unless otherwise specified. In addition, this call may contain forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Statements on this call are made as of today, and the company undertakes no obligations to update any of the forward-looking statements contained, whether as a result of new information, future events, changes in expectations, or otherwise. Investors are reminded that actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for services and products, the timely development of new services and products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to other risks identified in the company's filings with the SEC. Please note that the safe harbor statement contained in today's press release also covers the contents of this conference call. In addition, during this call, certain non-GAAP financial measures will be discussed. These are used by management to make strategic decisions, forecast future results, and evaluate the company's current performance. Management believes a presentation of non-GAAP financial measures is useful to investors' understanding and an assessment of the company's ongoing core operations and prospects for the future. A full reconciliation of non-GAAP to GAAP financial measures are included in today's earnings release. After Roy presents his opening statement, we will then open the call to the question to Moshe and then to the question and answer session. I would like to hand the call over to Roy. Roy, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Kenny. Hello, and good morning to everyone. Thank you for joining us. Let me begin by saying we are content with Camtek's financial results in the third quarter. Revenues came in ahead of our guidance at $21.7 million, and we maintained our top line at a similar level to those of last quarter. In the third quarter, we maintained close control over OpEx, and on a non-GAAP basis, we generated operational profit of $0.8 million and $3 million of operating cash. We witnessed growth in demand mainly in our semiconductor products. The diversity in our markets allowed us to compensate for a slight drop in the PCB business with a slight increase in the semiconductor business. The overall trend in our core business continued to be sound during the quarter, and we do see it holding. The revenue level last quarter, this quarter, and our anticipation for the next quarter are a good indication for a moderately sound spending cycle. The overall expectations are for a prolonged semiconductor capital equipment spending. Camtek is enjoying the technology dynamics in the industry. The strive to 2x and 1x nodes in the front end of the semiconductor market and accelerated growth in advanced packaging semiconductor markets create opportunity for process control and yield enhancement solutions with our customer base that we enjoy a real long-term partnering relationship. The pushouts we witnessed last quarter all came into play in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, and were just small bumps along the way related to inventory corrections made by one of our leading Asian IDM customers. The general atmosphere is positive, although some hesitating remains. We see planning, talking, and expectations of continued growth into the fourth quarter and the beginning of next year. The market holds numerous opportunities that are aligned to our plans. The first and most immediate is the continued strengthening of our leading position in the back-end semiconductor market. The challenges that the new advanced packaging technology is creating may add additional data point collection to the process and allow us to sell our products in more areas along the new processes that are being developed. We are certainly in a good position to enjoy these opportunities as they unfold. We continue to see good market positioning in our Phoenix system in the PCB inspection business, and we're expecting our long-term growth plans to mature with the planned launch of the 3D inkjet shoulder mask printer next year. It seems that after a few years, we are finally getting closer to executing on our long-term plans. I would like to provide a closer look at our markets. The semiconductor business in the third quarter was driven by a variety of Asian OSATs, mainly ramping up capacity for their advanced packaging products in general, with flip chip, CMOS, and wafer level CSP segments driving demand. The third quarter started with some pushouts, an atmosphere that generated hesitation market-wide. During the quarter, demand started picking up, and we actually finished slightly better than we initially expected. As we are in the middle of the fourth quarter, we can report that we continue to see sound demand and expect to see growth in our inspection metrology business for the back-end semiconductor, predominantly related to advanced packaging. I would like to touch base on the 3D IC opportunity we discussed in the past. To remind you, current inspection and metrology strategies that are deployed in advanced packaging include 2 to 3 stages in the process where most of our customers use inspection metrology tools to collect data, improve the process, and sort bad devices from good ones. The advanced packaging technology of 3D IC may require 5 to 7 data collection points to ensure the process yield. While we currently sell tools to these applications to process development teams with IDMs, foundries, and OSATs, including some research institutions, it has not yet been adopted for mass production, mainly due to cost and process stability. Obviously, its cost benefit to the end customer is yet to be proven and will certainly dictate its penetration rate. Camtek is well positioned to offer customers numerous solutions for inspection and metrology to cope with these challenges this new emerging technology will bring. The good news is that this opportunity is in front of us. During the quarter, we sold a third EXACT tool to an existing leading IDM in Asia. Going to the PCB part of our business, the third quarter was a fairly good quarter for our PCB inspection business, with average demand for our products. As always, this business is driven mainly by Chinese and Taiwanese accounts, expanding both in Taiwan and China. The Phoenix platform has taken a good position as a leading tool in the industry. In addition to sale of new tools, we are also generating revenues from system upgrades, allowing existing customers to enjoy some of the benefits the new Phoenix technology brings. I want to add a short update on our 3D digital inkjet solder mask printer. Last quarter, we reported that we have internally passed the technology feasibility phase and expect to bring a product into beta testing early next year. Today, we feel reassured that we control the technology, the ink, the ink heads, and the application. In our opinion, the main technology risk is behind us. Most of the current tasks are on an engineering level, and we do expect to start tests at a customer site within 8 to 12 weeks. It has been a long way in getting to this point. We are very excited, and despite a much longer development stage than originally planned, we believe we are ready for these first customer tests. To remind all of you, this 3D solder mask printing technology will expand our addressable market by an additional $600 to $700 million. No doubt a big number for Camtek. It creates a great opportunity to sell many printers, but even more exciting is the opportunity for future consumable ink revenue. To summarize the third quarter, I'm pleased with Camtek financial results. We are positioned well with the new products and at the core and correct cost structure that will allow us to leverage an upcycle. I'm especially content with the advances made with our 3D printer, DMD. I'm sure it will become a major part of Camtek's story in the next few years. In terms of guidance for the Q4 2013, we expect revenues to be between $22 and $24 million. I would now like to turn the call over to Moshe to review the finances. Moshe?
Thank you, Roy, and hello, everyone. You can find the detailed results in the press release issued earlier today. Revenues for the third quarter of 2013 were $21.7 million. This is compared with revenues of $23.7 million as reported in the third quarter of last year and $22.3 million reported in the prior quarter. For the quarter, revenues from sales and services to the semiconductor industry were $13.9 million, representing 64% of our total revenues. Revenues from sales and services to the PCB market were $7.8 million, representing 36% of our total revenues. Our geographic split of revenues for the quarter was as follows. China was the strongest region during the quarter, representing approximately 23% of overall revenues. Taiwan was 20%, Korea was 19%, and the rest of Asia was 19%. U.S. sales accounted for 12%, with the rest of the world was the remaining 7%. Unless otherwise mentioned, I will now summarize the rest of our results on a non-GAAP basis, which exclude any revaluation in respect of our cellular and DMD product lines and share-based compensation. The reconciliation between GAAP and non-GAAP results also appear in the tables at the end of our press release issued earlier today. Gross profit for the quarter was $9.8 million, representing a gross margin of 45%. This is compared with $11.5 million or gross margin of 48.5% in the third quarter of last year, and $9.9 million or gross margin of 44.4% in the previous quarter. The change in gross margin compared with prior periods was mostly due to the change in the revenue level and product mix between quarters. Operating expenses in the quarter were $9 million. This is compared with $8.2 million in the third quarter of last year and $8.7 million in the previous quarter. The strength of the Israeli shekel versus the US dollars compared with the exchange rate in the third quarter of last year had a significant impact on our operating expenses across the board, increasing them by approximately $600,000. Obviously, this is a major impact on a single quarter. R&D expenses were $3.5 million. This is slightly higher than the R&D expenses in the third quarter of last year at $3.2 million, and at the same level as those in the previous quarter. It is important to know that at the end of last year, we took steps to reduce our operating expenses and we lowered our break-even point. We continue to look for areas in which we can lower our expenses and we remain very focused on managing our business in a lean way. The break-even point on an operating level is currently between 18 to 20 million, depending on product mix and timing of operating expenses. It is important to know that this has been achieved despite the strong shekel versus the US dollar in the quarter. Operating profit for the third quarter of 2013 was $819,000 or 3.8% of revenues. This is compared with operating income of $3.3 million in the third quarter of last year and $1.2 million in the previous quarter. Net income for the third quarter of 2013 was $545,000 or 2 cents per share. This is compared with a net income of $3.1 million or 10 cents per share in the third quarter of last year and $991,000 or 3 cents per share in the previous quarter. Net cash and cash equivalents and short-term deposits as of September 30, 2013 were $20.3 million compared with $17.6 million as of June 30, 2013. We were able to increase our cash levels to beyond $20 million through a strong operating cash flow of $3.1 million in the quarter. We will now open the call for questions. Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while I poll for your questions. The first question is from Jay Srivatsa of Chardan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my questions. Congratulations on a good quarter and good guidance, Roy. Let me ask you a few questions. In terms of the split, I'm not sure I caught that. What's the split between PCBs and semis in the in Q?
Okay, let me, Moshe will answer.
Yeah, the split is $13.9 million semi and $7.8 million PCB.
Okay. As you look ahead, you talked about recovery. What's your view on the PCB business over the next few quarters, given that semiconductor business obviously is going to start to show some strength?
Okay. Well, you know, I think, you know, the PCB side of our business today is relatively stable. I don't expect any significant growth coming from that. And even if we do see some growth, it's becoming more a smaller part of our business going forward. I think the exciting part about the PCB side of our business is as I've said, that we expect to have the 3D printer in customer testing in just a few weeks from now. And I think that certainly will, you know, if I look at the longer term than a few quarters, then I think that will certainly be a big influence on our PCB side of the business.
Okay. In terms of the semi business, we've heard this before about semiconductor recovery. I think we heard it last year. We even heard it earlier this year. What gives you the confidence that, you know, we're actually in a recovery now and the things will start to improve as we get into 2014?
Well, confidence is a big word. I think in general, the general atmosphere is relatively good. I think we have a relatively good visibility for the beginning of the year. This quarter, you know, we're already in the middle of the quarter. So we have relatively good visibility or estimation how it's going to end. And again, I think the general atmosphere is positive and we do see at least, I would say, for the next 6 months, okay, it could be longer, a positive sign for the market. Beyond that, very difficult to say how things plan out. Normally, we have shorter visibility and I think relatively to the market, I think it's been, at least from our point of view, I mean, if I look at the last three quarters, the semi side of the business has been growing from last quarter to this quarter. It probably grew about a few million dollars in terms of at least the semi tools inspection. And I think it's going to continue to grow with a few million dollars into the fourth quarter. And looking at the beginning of next year, it looks positive. So, you know, beyond that, it's a bit difficult to estimate.
And then in terms of DMD, clearly looks like you made a lot of good progress. What's your expectation in terms of when it starts to contribute meaningfully to your revenue line?
I don't think it'll have a big impact on the revenue line in the near future. No doubt in my mind, again, as I said, I think the risk element, a big part of the risk element is behind us in terms of the technology. We are a few weeks from putting the tool into a customer, and I think the next milestone is really meeting this milestone, which will be a few weeks from now. So by next quarter call, I hope I'll have more interesting updates. And I think we'll take it one step at a time. I don't think I want to go into details right now of expected revenues in 2014. A little bit too early for us to estimate. We have to remember, you know, although 3D printing is a, you know, it's a technology out there already, but 3D printing for our application, which is a functional 3D printing, has not been done yet in the world. So as far as I know, we're the first ones. So I'd rather take it more hesitant or more, careful in guiding top line or bottom line contribution for this business.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while I poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Perrette to go ahead with his closing statement, I'd like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Camtek's website, www.camtek.co.il, beginning tomorrow. Mr. Perrette, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call.
There appears to be another question. Would you like to take it?
Sure, why not?
Okay, the next question is from George Mellis of MKH Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking the question. Can you give us a little more update on the exact tools? I think you placed one tool this quarter. Can you give us a little bit of update and see if you're going to meet your full year target for that?
So it is, as I think I've said, it is a third tool at probably one of the top five players in the world, an Asian player, and I expect the same player will buy more tools next year. I think that's about the range of the business right now.
And how many tools do you have right now in the field?
I don't think we're about 10, I think, if I remember correctly, around 10 tools.
Okay. And is it performing well? Is it?
Yeah, obviously, yes. If the customer is buying a third tool, it's probably doing what he needs to do, okay?
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Sure. All right. Again, thank you, everyone, for joining the call.
Thank you.
Talk to you next quarter.
Thank you. This concludes the Camtek third quarter 2013 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.